Good afternoon. I would like to talk with you briefly about an interesting increase we've been seeing in serogroup W invasive meningococcal disease in our state. In the United States, the incidence of invasive meningococcal disease, or IMD, has been declining steadily since the late 90s. Despite this, Neisseria meningitidis remains one of the leading causes of meningitis and septicemia. Serogroup W accounts for a fraction of the disease burden of meningococcal cases, less than 5% of all cases in the U.S. However, there have been increases in incidence internationally, which have been described in England, Australia, and South America since the mid-2000s. The U.S. as a whole, however, has not seen this same trend. From 2006 to 2016, 178 cases of IMD were reported to the Georgia Department of Public Health. Most of these cases were caused by B, C, and Y serogroups. From 2006 to 2013, only 3% of the cases with a known serogroup were W. However, from 2014 to 2016, we noted a sharp increase, and 47% of all IMD cases with a known serogroup were W. This graph illustrates the change in serogroups over time. I want to draw your attention to the increasing proportion of W beginning in 2014, noted by the red bars. For our methods, cases were defined as a laboratory-confirmed IMD that was reported to the health department between 2014 and 2016. DPH collected extensive case report form data on all the IMD cases, and for the analysis, compared the W cases to the non-W cases. Additionally, 10 W isolates were included in a whole genome sequence analysis and compared to other W serogroup strains around the country. This table shows some selected demographic information. As you can see, the W cases tended to be more often males at 63% versus 50% for the non-W strains. Also, the W strains were slightly older, and this was a statistically significant finding at the P less than 0.05 level. The W group had a couple more cases that were of the black race, and the non-W group had more Hispanics than the W group. However, those findings were not statistically significant. For our descriptive epidemiology, a majority of the W cases from 2014 to 2016 occurred in North Georgia. Both groups had a similar number of deaths, 4 for the W group and 5 for the non-W group. I want to point out a unique finding that has occurred in international cases, which is that the WIMD cases have had an atypical clinical presentation. Many presented with gastrointestinal symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, as opposed to common meningitis symptoms such as headache, stiff neck, and photophobia. Although not collected systematically for all of our cases, we noted that 41% of our W cases had documented GI symptoms. Bacteremia was seen more often in both groups than other types of infection, and meningitis accounted for 20% or fewer of infections in both groups. For our molecular testing results, some of our isolates underwent whole genome sequencing at CDC's meningitis laboratory and were all found to be of the same clonal complex, CC11, and they were also very similar to each other, and they form their own clade or group when compared to strains from other sites. Our strains had a less than 22 SNP difference between them. In conclusion, DPH couldn't find anything epidemiologically that linked the cases, and there did not seem to be a clear explanation for the increase in W's. They were more often male and significantly older than the non-W cases. In addition, the W strains seen in Georgia were unique when compared to others around the country. We're unsure whether this trend will continue in Georgia or expand to other states, but we should be aware of this shift in disease pattern. I would like to acknowledge these people who helped me tremendously with this project, and I thank you for your time and attention.